Okay, today's daf Lamed Daled. We're still at the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. We are continuing to explain the Seder Ma'arocha that Abaya had formulated. And today's shir is sponsored by Avrumi and Chari Khan, Le'ilu Nishmas, Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer, Ben Yamin HaKohen. We are on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, about 1, 2, 3, 4, about 7 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara says, the Abaya had said, V'hatavas shtei neiros, kodemas l'ketores. The lighting of the two neiros came before the ketores. Right? We had 5, then the dam, then 2, then the lighting of the ketores. The Amar Kra, because the Torah says, this is Beferish Pasuk, Beitivu es haneiros, when you light the neiros. V'hadar, and then afterwards it says, Yaktiranu, that you should light the ketores. So that comes first. Then, the ketores le'evarim, the ketores preceded the evarim, bring up the limbs after the mizbeach, the tanya, because we have a brayso that says, yukdam davar shenemar bo baboker baboker, something that has baboker twice, the ketores, which we're said it twice in Shmos Lamed, baboker baboker, that should come before udavar shol lo nemar bo ela boker echad belvad. That should come before something, meet the Evarim, which only has one mention of Boker. So obviously, since it says Boker twice, it means it should be even earlier, and that's how you know that the Ketores came before the Evarim. The Evarim l'mincha, and the Evarim came before the Mincha, that was the accompanying Mincha with the Karban Tamid. So how did that work? The Tanya. Minayin shelo yehei davar kodem l'tamid shel shachar. How do you know that nothing was brought up on the Mizbeach HaChiton, on the outer Mizbeach, nothing was brought up there before the Talmud Shel Shachar? How do you know? Talmud Lomar, because it says, V'arech Oleha HaOla. You should place on there the Ola. V'amar Rava HaOla. What's HaOla? Everyone explains, it's the extra hay. HaOla, the Ola. He Ola Rishona. It should be the first Ola. So you can't. So therefore, the carbon has to be brought up there before the mincha, even though it's accompanying from the animal. We're talking about the animal. Ha'ola, the animal, has to come before anything else. Now, umincha lechavitin. What about the mincha came before the chavitin? The chavitin was what the Kohen Gadol brought. It came as part of the carbon tumid package, but it was brought by the Kohen Gadol, or at least paid for by him. But the mincha was a mincha for the carbon tamid. So the mincha came first. How do you know? Because it says there in the pasuk, ola u'mincha. Ola u'mincha. So they go back to back. The chavitin l'nesachim. And the chavitin came before the nesachim, the accompanying wine. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, shum mincha. Because the chavitin still has the shame of a mincha. It's called a mincha chavitin. So it makes sense. It's the Ola, the Mincha, Minchas Chavitin. It's all Mincha family. And then you can bring up the Nesachim. That's why the Chavitin preceded the Nesachim. The Nesachim Limusafin. And the Nesachim came before the Karban Musaf. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk over there, Zevach, Zevach V'Nesachim. That Rashi says, what does that mean? Zevach l'nesachim, l'magnu shelo yaspik karban achar ben zevach l'nesachim. Right? It says zevach l'nesachim. Don't bring anything else in the middle. So you have to finish off the karban tamid in all its parts before you start bringing out a karban musaf because it's Shabbos. So zevach l'nesachim, and in between that, of course, with all the minchas. Then after that, you can bring the karban musaf. Now the Rashi we had said before yesterday that umusafin libazichim. That if it was Shabbos, the Musaf was brought before the Bazichin were offered on the Mizbeach, and the Bazichin were the spoons of Lavona that were on the Shulchan. And it also means that the whole Shulchan process, taking off the bread, putting on the bread, that was all done after the Karban Musaf. First the Karban Musaf, then this. That's what Abaya had said. That's what Abaya had said. V'hatanya Bazichin kodmi l'musafin. But we have a bright that says the opposite. The Bazichin came first. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tanoi hi itza machlokas tanoim. What came first? That's why, by the way, one of the reasons that we said yesterday that it was Abaya was is b'shem Abba Shaul, because it's not universal. There's a few machlokas out there about it. So this is one of them. And Amar Abaya said Mistabra. It makes sense. Kimanda Amar Musafin Kodrin Lebazichin. That makes more. That seems to be more right. That according to one who said that the Musaf came before the Bazichin, which is what he held. Anyway, that makes more sense. Why? Because Lav Mi Amarta Boker Ba Boker Lehiktim. Didn't we say that the reason why that we had Boker Ba Boker, that everything should be done so early? Hachanami, here too, Bayom, it says two times Bayom, La'acher, to delay it a little bit. Where's the two Bayoms? Rashi says, Bayom HaShabbos Yarchenu, V'yashom B'lo Mashom B'or Otzom Hayom V'lo B'Bakro. That means when it's a little bit later in the day. Bayom is different than Boker in the Torah. Boker means the morning, Yom means the day. So the Bazichin, it says the word Yom Yom. So doesn't that mean that it should be a little later in the day? Which means the Karban Musaf should be brought beforehand. Don't rush to bring the Bazichin. Wait a little bit. Make sure it's Kechom Hayom, right? Not early in the morning. So doesn't that mean then that the Musaf should be done first? So therefore, Abaye says, Mistama, the one who said that the Musaf comes first, he's probably the right one. That's probably correct. Now, my time of demanda Amar Bazichin Kodmin LeMusafin. So why did the one hold that no, the Bazichin came first? Why is that? Because he had a Gzeira Shava, Gomar, Chuka, Mechavitin. Had a Gzeira Shava, Chok, from the Chavitin. As Rashi says, the Chavitin it says, Chok Olam Hashem, Kolo Tiktar. And the Bazichin it says, Kodesh Kodeshim Hulom, Yishe Hashem, Chok Olam. They have a Gzeira Shava. That's all it is. It's a Gzeira Shava that teaches you that the Bazichin come before the Musaf. So the Gemara asked, if the Gzeira Shava is from Bazichin to Chavitin, then the Bazichin should be done even before the Nesachim, which is when the Chavitin were done. If the Gzeira Shava is to the Chavitin, then go all the way, and whenever the Chavitin were done, that's when the Karban Musaf should have been brought. The Bazichin should have been brought. That's the, what? So say is a Ime Hasam, Gamal Ligmari Kula Milsa. Right? You should just finish off the whole thing. Rashi says, Lahakdim and Afla Nesachim. To even have it precede the Nesachim. Nothing wrong with that. Right. Okay, so the Gemara gives a different answer. I guess the Gemara could have given that answer. The Gemara answers, no, by Hasam, Lahach Yahani, Biyom La'acher. Well, that's why he says Biyom twice. Goofa for that reason. Don't think that the comparison's all the way through. It's only to teach you that it comes before the Musaf, but not that it comes before the Nesachim. So it comes after the Nesachim. Okay. We have finished this part. Now, the Gemara is going to go back to the Mishnah. You have to go back into the Mishnah mode, because the Mishnah was very, very, very vague when it discussed what was done between what. So the Mishnah said, the Ketoros Shel Shachar Hoyse Kareva Bein Dam Le'Evarim. The Ketoros in the morning was brought between the Dam of the Karban Tamid and the Evarim of the Karban Tamid. But we know now, that the way Abaya laid it out, that in between the Dam and the Evarim, a lot of other things went on. A lot of other things were going on. What else besides the Neros? The Evarim. A lot of other things were going on. It's not just Dam, Ketores, Evarim. The Dishon of everything, all that was taking place now too. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Based on what we just learned, the Mishnah left so many things out. So the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of that opinion that says that the Ketoros was brought between the Dam and the Evarim? Mani, I Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, Bein Dam LeNeros B'Boyle. It should have said between the Dam and the Neros. And I Abashal, Bein Neros LeEvarim B'Boyle. It should have said between the Neros and the Evarim. Why? Because, like we said, all that was going on too. The Mishnah was so general.
It just said between that avodah and that avodah. But so we know so many other avodahs were taking place then.
So the Gemara answers, you're right. La'olam rabbanan, he really eats the rabbanan. Ubesiduro lo kamairi.
Yeah, the Mishnah wasn't giving you all the details. That's right, the Mishnah wasn't giving you a checklist. The Mishnah was just saying in general terms. We know that when you get to the specifics, a lot more things were going on at that time. The Mishnah wasn't mentioning that. The Mishnah was just talking about general.
And then the next part of the Mishnah said, Fishal ben harabayim, hoysa kreva, ben evarim, linesachim. Right? The afternoon carbon talmid was brought between the evarim and the nesachim. Right? I'm sorry. The afternoon ketores
was brought in between the evarim and the nesachim. At the check of carbon talmid for Shalbein Harbayim, they would have the evarim over there, they would go run and do the ketores, then come back and pour the nesachim for the talmid Shalbein Harbayim. So the ketores was in the middle. So Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Right? The Abaya didn't mention the afternoon. Seder HaMaracha didn't mention the afternoon. It just said in very broad terms, Tavon Shabbein Arbaya. So we don't know anything about the details. So that prompts the Gemara to ask, Menahani Mili, how do you know?
Omer of Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan said, the Omer Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, it's in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Pinchas, Kiminchas HaBoker Uchinesko Ta'aseh. Right? Just like the morning Mincha. So, Ma Minchas HaBoker, just like the morning mincha, ketores kodemes l'nesachim, the ketores came before the nesachim. So afkan here too in the afternoon, ketores kodemes l'nesachim, the ketores comes before the nesachim.
So the obvious question is, if you're comparing the afternoon to the morning, so then why are they brought at different times?
E malahalon ketores kodemes levarim,
but in the morning the ketores is before the evarim.
And afkan ketores kodemes levarim.
So to hear the morning should come before the evarim.
So the Gemara answers no. Mikziv ke evari haboker.
It doesn't mention anything about the evari haboker. It says keminchas haboker ksiv, like the mincha of the boker.
Keminchas haboker.
So you do it like the morning, like the mincha of the morning. The lo ke ebiri haboker, and not like the evarim of the morning. Therefore, even though you're learning it out from the morning, you're not really learning it out because you are learning it out, but you're not learning it out to the Evarim, you're learning it out to the Mincha, and that's why the morning and afternoon carbon, the Ketores, was brought at different stages. Okay, now, for the next Gemara, we need to go to the Psukim. So, this is in Parsha, it's in this week's Parsha, actually. This is the laning of Rosh Chodesh. So it says, V'edavar Shavu Moshe Lamar. The beginning of Rosh Chodesh Leining talks about the Karban Talmud, which is what the Gemara is going to discuss right now. So it says, Tavis b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta alehem, es karboni lach, v'li she'erech l'chach l'Hashem, v'achlu v'yibu m'ado, farin v'amarta alehem, zo isha shatgiv l'Hashem, kivasim b'nei shana t'mimim, shnayim layom, ola tamid, twice a day. Es hakevet echad ta'aseh b'boker, once in the morning, v'es hakevet ha'sheni ta'aseh b'in harabayim, once in the afternoon. Then it says, then it says, Oles Talmud Hasuya Bahar Sinai. This is the Talmud of Har Sinai. Reach Nichoach Ishe Lashem. Okay? The next passage says that there's a Venisco Revi'at Hahin. There's a Revi'at Hahin over here. Bakeves Ha'echad Bakodesh. For one Keves, that's Kodesh. Which one? Then the passage continues. Hasech Nesach Sheikha Lashem. The pour on the Mizbeach. So the Torah only says, you bring one. Right? The next pasuk says, this is the last pasuk in the Karban Tavit, it says, V'etakeves hasheni taseh ben harbayim, keminchas haboker uchidisko, like the morning, taseh isherech nechalach Hashem. So now, when it says, now the Gemara says, Tanar Rabbanan, v'nisko revi'at hahin, when it says in pasuk Dalid, Zayin, when it says in the second to last pasuk over there, V'nishko raviyat hahin lakeves ha'echad. Which one is that referring to? V'nishko raviyat hahin, and you should bring a raviyat hahin of wine lakeves ha'echad for one of them. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, V'nishko raviyat hahin. Which one is that? So the Gemara here assumes Yilmot shel shachris mishel arvis. It means the night. And we're going from the night, we're going out the morning. Why the night? Because the Pasuk Zayin, this is the Pasuk Zayin, is the word says one of them. We don't know which one. So the Tanakhana here says, if you don't know which one, you have to go back. What was the last part of the Karban Tamar that was mentioned? The last Karban Tamar that was mentioned was the night. Because it says, Esakeves Echad Taseh Boker, Vesakeves Hasheni Taseh Ben Harbayim. So you have an afternoon Karban Tamar. Then the Torah has two psukim about the Siris Ha'efa and the Olas HaTavad HaSui Bahar Sinai. And then it says, Vinisko Revita Hinla Kevs HaEchad. So which Echad is that? The night? Exactly. It's exactly. So we're talking about Bein Harbayim.
No, look at the next part.
That's Tulsa's question. That's Tulsa's question. What on earth is going on here? We'll get to that in a minute. But the Gemara assumes right now, it's quoting the Tanakhama, that since the last thing mentioned was the evening Karban Tamid, so when it says over here, V'nitzko R'viyat HaHin L'Kevus HaEchad, it's referring to the evening Karban Tamid. And just like it exists in the evening, it exists in the morning. So too, Rebbe Omar, Rebbe says no. Arvis Mishal Shachris. We're learning out the night from the morning, the afternoon from the morning. Meaning, which one is straight out of the Torah, the morning. Which was learned out the afternoon. What's the difference? So Tosafot says the difference is you only have one. I only have enough wine for one. There's a shortage. Which one do I use it for? Whichever one's mefarish in the Torah, not the Yalfusa. Not the one that's learned out, not the one that's derived. So it depends. That's a machlokas. One says the night, one says the morning. Right? Rebbe Omer, Arvis Mishal Shachris. Arvis in the morning. So the Gemara says, so before we get to the Gemara, so Torah has asked what Seth was mentioning. If you look at Pasuk Ches says, in black and white, V'esakevet Hashini, Taseh Bein Harbayim, should do the second one in the afternoon, Kiminchas HaBoker, like the morning. Uchinisko, and like its wine, libations. You can't get more black and white than that. So how could the Tanakhana say that we're learning that the night is the Iker, that the Torah says night? How could you say that? So there's a lot of answers to this, and basically they all force this pasuk to really mean the days following the night. Since we start by the night, a lot of explanations. It's all forced interpretations to get this pasuk to mean that the night is the ikar. So they have to say that because the Tanakhama does say that. Even though I agree that on first blush, when you read the Torah, you would never think that in a million years. But the Tanakhama have a machlokas about it. So it's a machlokas. Which one's the ikar? The night of the day. Again, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you only have one. That's what Top Tosa says that. If you only have one, what do you do? So the Gemara says, Bishloma l'Rabbanon. I understand. The Rabbanon's opinion makes sense because it says, Hai v'tamet shal bein harbayim ksiv. Look what the Gemara says. It's obvious that that's really talking about the night one. But Ella Rebbe, my timer. What's Rebbe's reason? And they're not going to give what we just said. That Pasuk Ches says what it says. That's not going to be the answer. What's the answer? My time, Amar Rabba Bar Ula Amar Kra, because it says Lakeves HaEchad. Lakeves HaEchad. Ezehu Keves Shinemar Bo Echad. Regarding which Keves does it use the word Echad? Right in Pasuk Zayin, it says Lakeves HaEchad. Which ones refer to the Echad? Only the morning ones refer to the Echad, because it says Zet Hamat Shal Shachar. Because it says Esakeves HaEchad Haseh BaBoker VeEsakeves HaSheni Haseh Bein Arbayim. So the word echad is used with the boker. And the word echad over here is used anonymous. So it must mean it's the same one. That's how I know that the Tamid Shal Shachar is the Iker, and the Iker one mentioned in the Torah regarding the Nesachim, and Huadin, Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. That's what he says. So now, Rabbanon, my echad. So according to the Rabbanon, who don't use the echad for the day because they hold it's the evening one, so why does it say Ha'echad? Why does it single out Ha'echad? So the Gemara answers, Echad B'miyuchad sheba edro. You should try to find an animal that's the best of the flock. It's the best of the flock.
V'rebi.
And what about Rebbe? Doesn't he require the best of the flock? So he certainly does.
He learns it out from u'b'mivchar nidarecha.
And from the choicest of your nidarim. When you want to bring a karbon, bring from the choicest. Bring from the best.
So the Gemara, Nafka.
V'rabbanon. And what does the Rabbanon do with that pasuk? Of the choicest. So the Gemara says,
chad b'chova, v'chad b'nidava.
One's talking about by an obligatory karbon, and one's talking about by a voluntary, utzricha, and you need both. Why do you need both?
So Rashi says, because dilekerosh echad, no, utzrichi. Yesh tad notash hanadava tzarech leifaitza.
I would think that leafusa. I would say that a voluntary karbon needs a limud.
Kidei shetisratze ledoron.
Because you want to do the best job possible when you bring a gift. When you bring a gift to Hashem, you want to bring the best one you can. You want to bring third rate. So the pasuk has to tell you, bring the best.
And the Kabbalah's punim, v'yesh tad not delama shechov
hamutel asarach lepar rechov mishalim. And the reason why I need it by a chov is for the same idea, a little different, that when it comes to an obligation, do it in the best way possible. So you can have the mindset, listen, I have to bring it anyway, but it's not from the best. No, don't think that. Make sure it's from the best. Therefore, according to Rebbe, it says by both times, by voluntary and by obligatory, make sure it's the best. Okay, that ends that very challenging Gemara. Okay, it's all based on the Pesukim. If you look at the Pesukim, if you're able to have a Chumash in front of you, if you're going over it, it's not that difficult because the Pesukim are right there in black and white. And you're learning it in the Gemara in the abstract, it's very hard. It's not such a difficult concept. The Machlokes is a little difficult. Tosfos' question remains a question. How could they possibly think that this pasuk is referring to the afternoon carbon tumid? Okay, so the last part of the Mishnah said that if the Kohen Gadol was a zakein o istinis, if the Kohen Gadol was an elderly person, or he was very finicky and he didn't want to go into the mikveh that was very cold. The mikvehs were heated in those days, so it could have been a cold, right? It's October time. It could have been a cold mikveh. So therefore, what should you do? So what would they do? They would take hot, they would heat up the water before Shabbat, before Yom Kippur, and then they would be able to cool off some of that chill, and it wouldn't be so freezing for the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar of Yehuda, Asasios Shel Barzel. They would have bars of Barzel, iron bars, that Hayimacham and Meir of Yom Kippur. They would heat them up before Yom Kippur. They would make them burning hot before Yom Kippur. Umatil in Latoch Tzonan. And they'd throw them into the mikvah, kidei shetafig tzinason, so that the chill would be taken off. Not necessarily hot water; they would use hot metal. So the Gemara asked, "V'harei mitzaref?" But by doing that, you are mitzaref; you're forging the metal. Because we know that one of the final stages, or even any stage of metal, is when it gets forged in cold water. So you're taking this metal. You're throwing it into the mikvah. Fine, very nice. You're cooling it. You're taking out the chill. But you're over the Aveira, the Melechus of Shabbos, of Yom Kippur, of Mitzarif, which could be Mitzakin Kli, could be Makam Patish, a few different ideas what it could be. So how do you get out of that problem? Okay, so Gemara answers, Amar Bibi, no. Shlohi Gil Tziruf. You remove it before it reaches that stage. So you throw it in for a few seconds, take it out. It doesn't have time to forge. That's the first answer. That answer is not controversial. What we're going to say now is extremely controversial. Abaya Omar, Abaya comes along and says, no, you know what the pshat is? Afilu teima shegila tziruf. It can even be when it reaches the stage of tziruf. It reaches the stage of forging. So how could that be? It's a malacha. So Abaya says, no, dava she'ena mischavein mutter. So dava she'ena mischavein, therefore it's mutter. One second, we'll get to the psikration question. So Davish Eina Mitzchavein, what's a Davish Eina Mitzchavein? Just to review, a Davish Eina Mitzchavein means you do a permitted act, and it may or may not result in a prohibited act. I want to drag my chair across the lawn, so I may or may not, depending how heavy the chair is, depending how soft the earth is, I may or may not make a hole, a furrow. So there's nothing wrong with dragging my chair across the lawn. I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It may or may not. So that if it may or may not, that's called a davish einam eschavein, and therefore it's mutter. that's mutter. We pass it, it's mutter. Rav Yehuda holds it's aser. Rav Shimon holds it's mutter. So you throw the thing into the water. So it may or may not forge. Who said it's going to forge? May or may not. So therefore, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umi amar Abaye hachi? Did Abaye say such a thing? Vatanya. But we have a brisa that says as follows: Besar olaso. If it's the eighth day of a baby's life and it's Shabbos, so what do? You have to do Bismillah. So it says over there in extra words, Besar olaso. Afilu makom sheyesh sham baheres. Even if there's a saras on the makom hamila, even if there's a makom saras on the makom hamila, yikos. Do the Bismillah anyway. That's the Rabbi Yoshia. That's Rabbi Yoshia's shot. Do it anyway. And we ask over there, Kral Lamali, what do we need a pasuk for? I need a pasuk to tell me that I could do the Bismillah. It's a davar she'eino mitchaveh. Again, the pasuk reisha question, but it's a davar she'eino mitchaveh. Right, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a davar she'eino mitchaveh. The reason why it's not a pasuk reisha is because Abaya at this point in his life didn't realize that there's a difference between pasuk reisha and davar she'eino mitchaveh. That's what the old mafarshim explained. He didn't realize. And they told him, but it's a pasuk reisha. Oh, if it's a pasuk reisha, then everybody agrees. So, but Abaya didn't realize that yet in his life. So, what did he pass it for? It's a davar she'eino mitchaveh. I don't want to, it may or may not come off the taras. So Amar Abaye, and Abaye said, no, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, davar she'eino mitchaveh aser, right? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter anyway. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mutter. Davar she'eino mitchaveh is aser. Right? So how could you do the Bismillah? There's a pasuk. So that's why Abaye only mentions Rabbi Yehuda here. He doesn't mention Rabbi Shimon, because he didn't realize that a psik ratio is different, and that even Rabbi Shimon would agree to a psik ratio. So hani mili, that's only b'chala Torah kula, throughout the whole Torah. That's true. But I b'chachal, but over here, siruv derabanan hu, siruv is only a derabanan. Since only a derabanan, they were makel for the Kohen Gadol. Why were they makel? Okay, so there's a few pshatim over here. Rashi says as follows: siruv is only issa derabanan. It's a deraisa. It's only issa derabanan. What is it? Masakin Kli, probably. It's only this is the Rabbanon. And it's only this is the Rabbanon. So the Chacham will make it by Dov She'ena Mitzchave. Okay? According, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. So the question is it a Psik Reisha or not? If it's a, so some say it's not a Psik Reisha, because it's not in there long enough. So it might not happen. If it's, it's very hard to say that though. Because if it's not in there long enough, then you're not doing anything in the stomach. So if it's a Psik Reisha, then that brings up the other discussion that of whether or not a psik reisha or a banan is mutter. We had all this already. It's a psik reisha. It's certainly going to get forged. It's only a derabanan. So is that mutter or asra on Shabbos? So we said, we had this last year in Shabbos. They had it every other daf. Shimon Sadeshan says it's mutter. The Magen Avraham says asra. So no one knew about this Gemara. This Gemara says black and white that a psik reisha or a banan is mutter. So they don't want to, it's hard to say that. Some say that this could be a little, yeah?
I have another question.
Yeah?
How did they even make that iron hot?
No, they made it hot on before Yontif. They made it hot before Yontif. That, you're right.
But how did they extinguish the fire? In other words, when they...
What probably happened was, they lit up, they burnt these hot coal, they burnt these hot irons, they put the fire out, they're still blowing, it's still very, very hot.
Yeah, but it's glowing.
So by the time the morning came, maybe it cooled off. A little bit. Now, when you throw it into the fire, it's going to make that smoky sound, right? And that's what they're talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. It cannot, once it's not glowing hot, it's not going to make that smoky sound.
I don't know how hot they made it beforehand, how much it cooled off. When did they throw it in? Did they throw it in at night? 20 minutes after Yom Kippur started? That it's still very hot.
Right, so...
So then maybe they did
not,
that.
If it's not part of that water,
what?
If it's not part of that, well, the only things that they could do is some English.
Yeah.
That couldn't be how Shabbos was part of that avodah. This wasn't even part of that avodah.
We're going to get that to Tosos says. Tosos says it was part of the avodah. That's Tosos' way out of all this. Ain't Shabbos b'mikdash. That's Tosos' way out. So getting back to this, so we're still in Rashi. So some say, so it can't be that the question is whether a psik reshis or a banan is mutter. Must be pshat, there are machlokes, whether it's a psik reshis or the lo nicholai. Nobody cared if this happened. Nobody was interested in this happening. Yes, it's a psik reshis, but nobody cares that it's going to happen. So it's a psik reshis or the lo nicholai, we still pass that that's usher. Today, in our world, we don't do psik reshis even if we don't care if it's going to happen. Like, we don't care, we don't open the refrigerator if the light's going to go on, even if we don't care if the light's going to go on. Still psik resha, even if it's lo nichole. But maybe here it was a little different, throwing in the fact that it was in the base of Mikdash, it could have been a psik resha. Nobody cared if this happened to the iron. They're not in the business of forging iron. They're in the business of cooling off the mikvah, of heating up the mikvah a little bit. So the fact that this happened was an unintended ancillary result. It could be it wasn't an issue. That's Rashi. Tosva says, no. He agrees, it's a davar she'ein mechayev, it's only the Rabbanan. And you throw in the fact that ain't shavuot for mikdash, and that's how you get the heter out of it. That's what Abai is talking about. It's a much more limited discussion. It's a very long process, as you can see. The much more he brings up everything. He brings up everything we had in this is one of the key gemaras about Abishayim is chav and Amsik Resha. He brings up the aruch that Amsik Resha is mutter. The whole thing is all in here. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, everything we learn from Shabbos is all in this process. So, and he says that the reason why. Davish Einam is Chavin is author is because in Shabbos we know we learned many times you need Melechas Machsheves, you need specific intent. So if it's Einam is Chavin, how can it be specific intent? It's impossible. Therefore, it's only Durabanan. Coupled onto that, the fact that Ein Shavuos for Mikdash, it was okay to do, it was mutter to do. Now, the question that was asked was from Baheres, which certainly is a psik resha. Right? And we can't be talking about a psik resha. Because then according to Tosafot, you have no out. So then why are you bringing up a kasha from a case of psik resha? So Tosafot answered that the Abaya at that stage didn't realize there was a difference. Like we said before. When they mentioned to Abaya, hey, how could you say that, Abaya? You know that such a thing is a psik resha. Abaya said, oh yes, I didn't realize. We had that in Shabbos, like Kuflam at something. Last year, it was after Shabbos. So that's Tosafot. Another way out of this explanation, which is hard to know when to say this, you don't say a psik, it could be it is a psik resha. However, you don't say it's a psik resha when it's not even on your radar that there's a psik resha taking place. For example, when you open the fridge and the light goes on, there's nothing wrong with opening a fridge on Shabbat, it's totally mutter. The light's going to go on, so it's a psik resha. It's an unintended result that will certainly happen. Right? When you comb your hair with a hard brush, it's certainly going to happen, your hair is going to pull out. It's very hard to say that you didn't realize that's going to happen, or that it's not on your radar, you have no clue. It's very difficult to say that. However, here, it's very difficult to say that I didn't realize, not even on my radar, the light's going to go on. The light goes on, you see the light go on when you open the fridge. But here, yes, you got, by the way, did you realize that when you threw that metal in, you forged metal? No one would ever say that in a million years. No one ever thought that. So when you apply that, it's very hard. The other time it's applied is by, for example, we had this Gemara about making kalim on Shabbos. That's where else it applies. But if somebody pulls off the berries of the hadathim, they make a hadath. It's a mesakin kli. Nobody in a million years would think such a thing. It's only halachic kli, not a kli. Nobody would think that. So then it might not even be a psik resha at all. Not even a psik resha. Like I said, when you apply this, it could be difficult to know exactly what the parameter of this kula is. But they seem to say that it could be applied over here. It's not a psik resha because it's totally out of the realm of possibility that this is happening. Even though it really is happening. If you ask a guy in the street, you know, when you threw that in, you were masaking a kli of metal, they would say, what? Especially, they point out, it's not even a kli yet. It's just bars. That's masaking kli. It's so far-fetched. It's very similar to the Misaki Kli by Hadassim. You pull off the berries and Misaki the Kli? Who would think that? Halachically, yes, that's true. So that's very far-fetched, so it might not even be a psik resha at all. Like I said, hard to know when to apply that. That's what some of the Mefarshim want to say. The Rebbeinu Chananel said, you know why it's the Rabbanon over here? Because it's Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Bringing that up. Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa here because it wasn't the intended consequence of why it was done in the Mishkan. So again, all these reasons why it's Durban on here, and all these reasons why it was mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. That's that discussion. The Tosfos is very, very long. There's a lot of talk on this Tosfos. A lot of talk on this daf. Yom Lamadal is one of the key dafs in Shas about all this, about Malacha Shetrichel Gufa and Segresha and all the variations. Okay. Tetz the Mishnah. Hevi Uhu LeBeis HaParva. They now brought the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaParva. Tomorrow's going to say, what's that? Who was Parva that they named a room after him? Hevi Uhu LeBeis HaParva. That's tomorrow's daf. Uba Kodesh Haise. It was in the Kodesh, by the way. It was a Kodesh room. And Parsu Sadin Shalbutz Beinola Bein Ha'am, he took off his clothes, and they put a curtain, they surrounded him with a linen curtain, and the Kidesh Yodav Araglov, he washed his hands and feet, Upashat, he then undressed, and then Rabbi Omer Pashat, he first undressed, and then Kidesh Yodav Araglov, we had that machlokas already, Rabbi said he washed his hands and feet in undressed state, first time. Yarad, he went down, Vitaval, he went to the mikvah. Ali, he got up, finished stopping, and he dried himself off. And we had on Shabbos, we discussed, is this drying himself off, is this just, by the way, this is what normally someone does? Or is it halachically important? And everybody says it's halachically important. Why? Because he had to dry himself off. Why? A few reasons. First of all, if he wouldn't dry himself off, there's a chashash that he was then going to run into the problem of having rechitza on Yom Kippur. Because he's staying wet. So he's staying wet, so the water's there. It's giving him a lot of hana. If you go to the mikvah, you come right out and dry yourself off. It's hard to say you're washed. Go to the mikvah. But if you leave the water there, it could be a problem of rechitza on Yom Kippur. Rechitza on Yom Kippur. That's one problem. Another problem is, if you leave the water on, it could have been a problem of chatzitza. It's interposition between you and the clothes. That's us. You're not allowed to have anything separating between you and the clothes. We did have Gemara's discuss if a Kohen's sweating or if he's a little wet, that's not a problem of chatzitza. But here it's his whole body. So that would be a problem of chatzitza. Another pshat, some say, is because if he got dressed with the clothes, if he got dressed with the Big Day Kahuna, then he was being dried from the Big Day Kahuna. That was a separate problem that you're being moel from the Big Day Kahuna in another way. You're allowed to wear them through the avoda. You can't wear them to go skiing. You can't wear them for other things. So if you're wearing them to dry you off, that's a me'ila problem. So for all these reasons, the word for nistapik here is important. It's halachically important. It's not just, and by the way, most people, when they get out of a mikvah, they take a towel. It's not that. It's more than that. It's a halachic reason why you would have to dafka, dry yourself off with a towel, rather than just get dressed.
Hevilo Big Day Lavan. They brought him the Big Day Lavan. Lavash, he put them on. Then Vikirish Yod Varaglov, he washed his hands and feet again.
So we had yesterday, the day before, that there was one sheet that this can't be like that person. I think it was a Yehuda who said that he washed his hands and feet both times undressed. We rejected that. Right, so we see here he washed his hands and feet after he was dressed. Then Bishachar in the morning, Hayulovish Plusin. He would wear Plusin Begadim from some province. It was fine, very fine. So Shneimasar Mana, it was worth 12 mana. But Bein Harbayim in the afternoon, Hanaduyin, he would wear Neduyin ones, which was not as special. Shal Shmona Mea Zuz, 800 Zuz, which is equivalent to 8 mana. So it was cheaper. In the afternoon it was cheaper. This is tomorrow, we'll discuss why. Devar Meir. The Chacham say no. B'shachar Hayulovesh Shal Shmona Asar Mana. In the morning it was 18 mana. Ubein Harbayim in the afternoon Shal Shneimasar Mana. It was 12 mana. Either way, it was cheaper in the afternoon. Yeah, that's the driving point over here. Hakol Shloshim Mana Elu. These 30 mana, where'd they come from? Who paid for that? So the Gemara says, Mishal Tzibur, it was paid for by the Tzibur. V'im Ratzu Lahosif, and if he wanted to add on, Mosif Mishalo. He was able to buy more expensive, but that had to come out of his own pocket. And we had it already, it's again tomorrow, that the mothers of the Kahanim Gedolim would spend extra money and make them, their children, their sons, extra beautiful begadim. Okay, so we finish that very tomorrow. We have the Gemara, and then we have some classic Agadata, famous Gemara tomorrow. And we'll see everybody then. Everyone have a good day.